Joe and Mackenzie on a Friday show. We go woo, 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 woo. We go woo, woo. Hey, hope you're having yourself a wonderful day. Sorry we're so dumb, but that's just what we do. Twitter and Instagram, follow the dumbness. I think that's a word. Joe and Mackenzie. Her boyfriend bought flowers for her sad BFF. Here's the story. A 21-year-old woman named Abigail, she's a student at Ball State University in Indiana, and one of her closest friends recently dumped her boyfriend after she found out he cheated on her. What a dog, right?
Yeah.
Like, what a turd. Well, Abigail's boyfriend, Max, bought flowers for Abigail's friend to cheer her up. He asked Abigail before he did it, and Abigail says her friend was so happy to get the flowers that it almost made her cry. Now, here's the thing, though. Lots of people have weighed in on how they want their significant other buying flowers for someone else and how they wouldn't approve of that. They say it's a bad idea. One woman said, yeah, my boyfriend will not be giving my best friend flowers. 833-563-2539. Do we have a problem with this guy giving flowers to her BFF?
I think that he got permission, if you will, I guess, from his lady. So it's cool. Like, he didn't just do it on the random and she found out, was like, huh. Like, he did it as a kindness, an act of love, and I think it's sweet.
Yeah, I think it's nice because, like, it's not like it was just a random thing done behind the girlfriend's back. Like, this, her friend is going through a really tough time. So I think it's something nice. Like, I love seeing my boyfriend do nice things for my friends. Like, it honestly is a major turn on. But I will say, I've had two separate boyfriends hook up with two separate best friends of mine. So I might not be the best person to ask about
this. Do you think you can
get
the three-peat or no?
Let's hope. No, I'm just kidding. No. So I might not be the best person to ask about this.
See, yeah. I say there's no big deal, and I don't think that the guy or the girl, if we flip this, has to ask permission. You're telling me you need permission to give another person flowers? How messed up is that relationship?
Well, but I was going to say, okay, it would be weird. Would you feel weird
if
Lindsay
sent flowers to one of Lindsay's BFF friends, like the redhead that's kind of hotter friend, Megan, or something like that?
And you didn't say, I sent Megan flowers, but Megan calls Lindsay's like, oh my gosh, Joe sent me the most beautiful flowers. Lindsay would be like, huh? I mean, I don't think she'd be mad, but if she's not in the loop, it might get awkward.
She could be, huh? But she has no reason to be mad. Like, why can't a man or a woman send another man or woman flowers, like, if they feel like that'd be a nice thing to do?
See, I actually do have a best friend that's going through a breakup, and like, she's having a really, really, really tough go at it, and she's actually coming to town this weekend. So, boyfriend, Jewel Daddy, if you're listening, I think it would be really sweet if you went out of your way to do something really nice for her, just because it's like, of course your best friend is going to be there for you and do something nice for you, but the fact that, like, your best friend's boyfriend is like, hey, like, we all got your back, like, we all want you to be okay, I think that's so sweet.
Like, if either of my brother-in-laws got me something, I would be like, I would be so sweet. And maybe it's different if you're dating, I don't know, opposed to like married.
Does anybody in real life, because online I saw all these comments, I'm like, I can't believe people have a problem with this. Does anybody in real life on the phones have a problem with this, where this guy bought flowers for his girlfriend's BFF because she was going through a tough time?
Well, maybe if he never does anything for his own lady and then goes above and beyond, maybe that could cause an issue. Like, this girl, you know, if a woman's like, he never does anything sweet for me, and then he's busting out like two dozen roses for my friend.
All right, 833-563-2539. We'll talk to you next on Joe and Mackenzie.
Call Joe and Mackenzie now at 1-833-563-2539. That's 833-563-2539.
Is it a big deal? Her boyfriend bought flowers for her BFF. The poor girl found out her man had cheated on her. I mean, maybe she's like, well, hey, this guy's a good guy. Maybe I can get with him. That's the only thing I could see if you're really insecure and jealous as a possibility. But is this okay? Would you have a problem if your man or woman did this, if they're in the same situation? Let's go to Regina, listening in India on Radio Now and 100.9. What do you say, Regina?
Well, I say, on the one hand, I would appreciate the fact that my guy showed me enough love, care, and respect to ask me if it's okay.
Yeah.
But I would still feel a little uncomfortable with that idea. So what the best thing to do for everybody, my guy myself, we offer my best friend the bouquet of flowers together. That way, it's not uncomfortable for anybody.
Yeah.
And we still show my best friend a lot of love.
It's like, love us.
Now, Regina,
yes, ma'am.
I get what you're saying. How would you feel? What would you do if your man gave flowers to her and didn't even ask you about that?
I would feel uncomfortable, and then questions would be on the table. I mean, I'll just ask the questions. I wouldn't assume anything is going on, but I would definitely not like the idea because that raises the questions and concerns for me. That's just me personally.
No, and that's totally cool. Hey, we appreciate it, Regina. Thank you for calling in this morning to Joe and McKenzie. Let's go to Haley, also listening in Indy. Haley, what do you think?
Well, I guess it would go back to the question that you guys asked, I think it was last week, where if a man and a woman can just be straight platonic friends.
Which they can't, by the way.
Well, meh. But,
which I think they can. Like, Joe, we're friends.
Are we?
I think you can be just friends too, but it depends on how you feel about that. So I wouldn't have a problem if my man was to say, hey, your friend's going through this. How about we get her some flowers? Not a I thing, but a we thing. Mm-hmm. But I would agree that it would have to be discussed.
Okay. Interesting. I'm glad to hear that people have different opinions on it. Let's go to Erica in Indy on Radio Now 100.9. What did you want to say?
I just want to say that, like, initially I can see it being an issue, but, like, in the long run, like, he's showing compassion to somebody that you care about. And I think that should be a good thing. Like, if he's willing to be nice and sweet to people that you care about, like, why are you mad at that?
Right.
Like, you want that in, like, your partner. You want them to show compassion to other people and be nice to other people. So he's doing that without trying to get recognition for it. So what's the problem?
Hey, thank you, Erica, for your call this morning. Let's go this morning to Julie listening in Houston on Houston's new Radio Now, 92.1. Hey, Julie, thanks for calling in. What do you think? Is this a problem?
I think it is if he did it on his own. But if I agree with everyone else, if he did it as a couple in there for both of you to support, then yes.
Why? No, cool. Now, Julie, let me ask you, and maybe this is bringing my own deficiencies as a husband into the play. My wife often says, like, why do I have to tell you to do things? Like, you should know to do certain things. Now, I'm not saying this is one of the things a guy should know, but wouldn't you be like, okay, well, look at my boyfriend or my husband. Like, he's taking initiative and seeing somebody is in pain and he's doing something. Isn't that a good thing?
No.
Okay.
She's right, because if the girl,
it's disrespectful if I were to find out that he just sent the flowers. And no,
yeah, I mean, if the yeah. Megan, the hot friend, goes to Lindsay, gosh, tell Joe thank you for the lavish bouquet he sent, and she knew nothing about it, you are gonna get in trouble.
Maybe they wanted it to be a surprise for everyone, you know? And I just don't think it's weird. Like, I will send my friend, if she's having a really hard time or if it's her birthday, I will send her flowers. I will send a bouquet of flowers. Like, why can't
exactly.
a guy? Right. I will send my friend. That doesn't mean I'm trying to, like, get in her pants. I'm doing an act of kindness. So he was just trying to do an act of kindness. That doesn't automatically mean he's trying to, like, be sleazy and get with her.
Okay.
But
I don't know. In the circumstance, though, because she got cheated on, right?
Yes,
so she's
and that's
already
why
down in the dumps, and then he's, like, riding in on a horse, like,
she's vulnerable.
I'm like, a great guy, and she's, like, hating on this other guy. I'm just saying, I just think include your mate so it just doesn't have any
that's
issue.
When opportunity knocks, when she's down. That's when you send the flowers. Dolores, you're on Joe and McKenzie. What do you want to say?
I think you just threw your argument out the window. You don't believe that men and women can be platonic, therefore any man sending another woman flowers means there's a double meaning behind it.
Ooh,
she's going
yes.
So you just prove that men cannot and should not go behind their woman to send a woman flowers because they can't be true friends.
No.
So,
I will say.
You just called him out, girl. That's perfect.
Hold on, Dolores. Calm down. Turn down the Dolores mm-hmm. clapping train. We don't know, first of all, if her boyfriend is gay. Maybe he's really not into women, and it's more of a mutual thing, and he likes her. So my theory still holds.
No, it does not.
That's your explanation around it. But it's okay, Joe. We love you still.
But maybe, Dolores, he's cheating, and maybe, like, he is trying to get out of it, and he wants to get with her, and this is the chance to do it. Which once again would prove,
that no woman should have faith in a man sending another woman flowers.
Unless he's cheating.
Joe, you got schooled.
All right, Dolores, your phone's cutting out.
Dolores! Dolores! Dolores!
Okay. Whatever.
This is Joe and McKenzie on Radio Now.
It's not me, but your dummy of the day is coming up after Shawn Mendes and Camila Cabello. They got a song called Senioritis. Oh, wait, it's Senorita. Sorry.